everyone. I'm Keely Pierce, one of the regional HR managers, and August is Health and Fitness Month. What is health and fitness? Well, I can tell you it's definitely not me. Fitness involves activity of some sort that stimulates various systems of the body and maintains a certain condition within the body. Health, on the other hand, involves every system of the body and is only achieved through a lifestyle that supports health. When you exercise, your body releases chemicals called endorphins. These endorphins interact with the receptors in your brain that reduce your perception of pain, and they also trigger a positive feeling in the body. You've got to love the power of Google here. Everyone has a different perception of health and fitness, and what works for one person won't necessarily work for another. During August, you'll hear podcasts from colleagues within the business that are truly inspiring for one reason or another. There are colleagues that enjoy exercise in the morning, some that enjoy exercise in an evening, some that compete. We all have different lifestyles and different goals in life, and what's important to remember is that we're all individual in our health and fitness journeys. For me, I'm a yo-yo dieter. I've seen all the ads on Facebook, Instagram and in magazines promoting shakes, food supplements and blah de blah and giving them a go. However, 8 weeks ago, I returned from my holiday feeling pretty rubbish about my appearance, that it was affecting my self-confidence, and I joined Slimming World. Not for the first time, I might add, but this time I've well and truly gotten on board. It's a lifestyle change and one that I'm enjoying. In 8 weeks, I've lost one stone and I feel so much better for it. Have you ever Googled what 1 pound of fat looks like? It's actually a big deal, and I feel proud of myself for what I've achieved because it's so much easier to gain than it is to lose. I stay for the groups and I sit with like-minded people that are also struggling with their health and fitness. Now then, Keely and fitness. I joined a gym. That was as far as it got. I got on the fitness wagon, put my trainers on, and what do you know? The wagon, it crashed and it burned into a massive ball of flames. Why did I crash, burn and waste my money? That was for many reasons, but I joined a gym because it seemed like the only way to get fit. All that equipment available to me, surely I was going to get fit. But I didn't enjoy it. There were women in there that looked so much fitter and healthier than me that I compared myself to them, and I told myself I couldn't do it. And it's stupid, really, because I'm a huge advocate for bigging up other people and encouraging them to aim high and achieve their goals. Yet I'm my own worst enemy. Going to a gym isn't the only way to get or keep fit. You can walk, run, swim, climb a mountain, whatever appeals to you, but being physically active is important. Anyway, I cancelled my membership at the gym and I now do Body Magic, online exercise classes that are available to all Slimming World members, available on an app that I can do from the comfort of my living room. They're short exercise classes for all capabilities, and when I've done a couple of those endorphins that I googled and mentioned earlier, they really do kick in, and I have a sense of achievement. Anyway, that's a bit about my experience of health and fitness, and I could try and tell you more, but I'm not going to pretend that I'm a guru at this sort of thing. I can only encourage you to look after your own health and fitness, and like I said earlier, what works for one won't work for another, so don't compare yourself. Why is good health important? Living a healthy lifestyle can help prevent chronic diseases and long-term illnesses. Feeling good about yourself and taking care of your health are important for your self-esteem and self-image. Why is fitness important? Regular physical activity is one of the most important things that you can do for your health. Being physically active can improve your brain health, help weight management, reduce the risk of disease, strengthen bones and muscles, and improve your ability to do everyday activities. July was Talk to Us Month, and it doesn't have to stop because we're in August. If you are struggling with your health and fitness, talk to us or speak to your GP, because talking about it, you'll feel healthier for it.